Advocacy group Community Health Council released a study in December that compares South LA to the west part of the city. Compared to Westsiders, South LA residents lack easy access to hospitals, clinics, healthy food choices, and recreational areas. In recent years, the healthcare infrastructure has deteriorated.
In the last few years, we've seen the closure of a lot of public and private hospital systems, including their emergency rooms and trauma centers, which have really put a strain on the safety net providers.
That's Nina Vaquero, Executive Director of the Southside Coalition of Community Health Centers.
There is hope for South LA. Our supervisor, Mark Ridley Thomas, is working very diligently to reopen the Martin Luther King Medical Center.
Jim Lott, the Executive Vice President of the Hospital Association of Southern California, says the area desperately needs a hospital.
Yeah, South Los Angeles is disproportionately impacted by the healthcare problem we have in the state, if not the country. We've got less than one hospital bed per 1,000 residents residing in that community, and that's compared to almost 2 beds per 1,000 elsewhere in Los Angeles.
Lott says the hospital is set to open hundreds more beds in 2011. Emily Henry, Annenberg Radio News.
Today, April 7th, is International World Health Day, and the focus this year is on hospitals and how they can prepare and serve people in emergency situations. The earthquake in Italy is a good reminder that disasters can strike at any time, and there really isn't always a way to predict them. How can hospitals be ready for anything?
Well, hospitals generally are ready for anything, especially those hospitals that have emergency departments. In Los Angeles County, we have 75 hospitals that have emergency rooms.
Okay, now let's say in situations like an earthquake where there is some sort of natural disaster, do hospitals have a protocol for dealing with situations where they might see a sudden increase in the number of people coming in?
Yes, hospitals have surge plans. And these surge plans are actually a part of their certification to be accredited as a hospital. The plans have a wide variety of steps in them, including such things as discharging patients who are not critical, also stopping elective surgeries, and then finally expanding into other parts of the hospital that would normally not be used in order to handle the surge of patients that could come in either a natural or man-made disaster.
Are there any areas of Los Angeles that maybe aren't as ready to deal with a disaster as other areas?
Well, certainly we have areas of Los Angeles that have fewer hospitals and fewer emergency rooms. Specifically, the Antelope Valley, which is growing very rapidly, only has 2 hospitals. Another area where we have some vacancy certainly is the South Los Angeles area, where we've had 6 emergency departments, and in most cases, whole hospitals close in the last 5 years.
Is there a system in place to help people in those areas get access in case of an emergency?
Well, first of all, I think one of the things that has to be stated is that in a major disaster, a huge disaster, the 911 system is going to be overwhelmed. So people need to, first of all, be able to be prepared to take care of themselves. It's being recommended that individuals need to be prepared to be on their own for up to a week. That means, you know, having water, having food supplies, having some cash because, you know, banking systems may go down in a major earthquake. You know, things like that are the things that every individual needs to do because they cannot rely on, you know, government, fire departments, police, and even the hospital system to be the solution in a major disaster like Italy just experienced.
Can you think of any ways that LA area hospitals and healthcare centers could maybe do a little bit better in being prepared, or are things pretty much the best they can be?
Well, we are never the best we can be, and we are never totally prepared because there can always be something more that can be added. Ongoing coordination. Certainly, ongoing funding from both the federal and the state government, because hospitals are, just like the rest of the economy, facing significant challenges financially. And when hospitals have those challenges, the first thing to go is the extra things that you know, oftentimes, you know, because there isn't a disaster that occurred within the last year or two, we sort of forget about them. So, you know, funding needs to continue, attention to this needs to continue, and we all need to continue to practice, actually practice how to deal with large numbers of patients.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm happy to help out.